the NTSB, we investigate terrible crashes all over the country, and we care about every state. And Utah has a wonderful opportunity to really save Utah lives simply by passing a .05 law. That's why, in addition to because I love visiting your beautiful state, that's why I've gone there twice already to speak in support of .05.
NTSB is an agency that is constantly investigating pretty much what every crash that happens on our nation's freeways. You guys probably see some things, and you know that a .05 limit could make a dramatic difference, right?
Absolutely. A .05 limit would save lives. It's been scientifically proven. And the way it does this is it prevents crashes at all BAC levels, including those high BAC levels that people are so concerned about.
What do you mean when you say BAC levels?
So that's the blood alcohol content. And right now, the limit across the nation is 0.08. And Utah was actually the first to pass a 0.08 law. And all other 49 states quickly followed suit. So now, at 0.05, we have the chance to save every single year, and this is a study done by the National Institutes of Health, 1,790 Americans if every state were to pass 0.05.
Wow.
And many states are considering it, but Utah is really, thankfully, the leader in this.
And, Doctor, I know that probably when this went to 0.08 a while ago, as you just mentioned, there was probably some opposition, as there is here in Utah right now, to the 0.05. Some of the hospitality groups, some of the state lawmakers who say this is taking it too far. What would you say to them?
Well, I would say to the hospitality and tourism industry that we're on the same side. I would like to keep your customers and your visitors safe so that they can continue visiting your state. I think, honestly, the hospitality and tourism industry have been misinformed. They've been told that it's going to hurt their business. But if you look at alcohol consumption, and it's measured by sales, in places where there is a 0.05 BAC or lower, alcohol consumption has stayed the same or is higher than alcohol consumption in the United States. So what happens is people just don't drive after they've been drinking. My own brother has been to Utah at least 5 times to snowboard in the past few years. And he says, I'd like this 0.05 law because then I can get home to my own state safely. You know, that's not the reason I would decide to or not go to Utah. It's because of the beautiful trails. So I think that the tourism and hospitality industry, I think they've just, they don't have the correct information.
And I know we've pulled you out of a meeting, Doctor, but would you forgive me for, while we have you on the phone, just asking for a brief comment? President Trump released his budget this morning, and you as the acting chair of the NTSB, I'm sure that this affects you. Any comment at all on what the budget looks like for you?
Well, thank you for that question. And, you know, this is so important. I will gladly go out of any meeting to help save Utah lives. But, as a federal agency, we have a budget. We're going to maintain that budget until President Trump tells us otherwise. And fortunately, we are a public safety agency. So I know that Americans and Congress know that, you know, the work we do is just about saving lives. We're an independent agency, so we're a little bit different from other agencies, and we're just going to maintain that status until we, hear anything else. But in the meantime, we'll be out there investigating every accident that is happening to try to keep saving lives across the United States, and that's why we're so urgent about this 0.05 BAC law in Utah.